Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes.
Folks, here we go. Another hour of conversation. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with solutions to problems that are presented. We have ideas. We have our ideas. We have our ways, right? As far as that's concerned, Jay Kirshner with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The 8th of June is upon us. So let's, if we think about the 8th of June and subtract January 6th from January 6th to the, let's see, January 6th, 2020, right? So this
yes.
is... 2.5 years ago.
That over 500 days later.
Good God. All right, so anyway, this conversation, I have avoided talking about this because I think it's not that it's nonsense, but the way the news media has approached it, not that it's anything new, has been so one-sided, and the lack of information that you really give me, you hear about the various groups that were there and what people did and the allegations against certain groups of people. The whys and the wherefores are what I'm more interested in than the stuff the House Select Committee is having the hearing on. It's supposed to be this week. It'll be a broad overview, so they say, of their 10-month investigation. So with all the people who are front and center here, I'm interested in what Liz Cheney has to say, because she's the ranking Republican on the committee that's going after other... So, well, they all seem to be Republicans, people who support Trump anyway, and Liz Cheney's not much of a Trump supporter. So she has warned, Jay, that the U.S. democracy, the country, the way our country runs itself, is threatened by efforts to deny the outcome of the election. It's an ongoing threat. That's part of this. It's what it, when you have you ever talked to do you talk to your friends or people that you know about some of these things? What kind of a rendering to this story? That's kind of the reason I've stayed away from it, because it's all about the worst side of America, and the people who are supporting it say it's the best side of America. The presidential election was robbed. The transfer of power was not. It was illegitimate.
And what does that say for democracy, period? And what I found was a little bit, interesting, you might say, is how many people lost their jobs who were at these rallies that didn't even enter the Capitol. They were just seen in photos standing outside of the Capitol, but because they were there, period, which they should have been allowed to be there. The storming the Capitol, that's a different situation. But to actually be there
America,
and protest, that shouldn't be a loss of a job kind of situation. And just to hear how many people lost their jobs just by being there, period, was really upsetting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not even really upsetting. One of the upsetting things.
So what else from your perspective is upsetting about this?
Well, the fact that people with ill intentions did storm the Capitol. People who didn't have ill intentions, they were just there to protest, who lost their jobs. And then also the people who did go inside the Capitol, but they were basically on a tour, because at a certain point, wasn't it that the security guards and the police officers were at to minimize like a crowd surge,
which kind them of in.
Like letting them in. So people who were just there protesting and then allowed to enter by a police officer and just walking around, not trying to cause any harm or destruction. That's one of those things where it's like, well, wait, weren't they allowed in? So that's not like a breaking and entering situation. So there's just so much to, like, so many different layers to this whole thing.
Remember the expression, the power of the people is much bigger than the people in power? That was what I took that away from that experience on the 6th of January. But then the power that the people took wasn't appropriate. There's a difference between protesting and being violent. And that's where the line has been drawn, and it isn't clear now, for me, at least it isn't clear, it seems in the judicial process, it's not clear whether the line has been crossed. I think it was clear that the line was crossed. And so that's why it's the protesting and vocal, verbal opposition to things that folks think are unjust is part of Americana, ought to be encouraged. In fact, we have people that are asleep at the switch on so many different issues because we've had it so good. We've created a utopia, in fact, that is now not a utopia. And it's because of this sort of thing and other things like the whole business of gun safety, usage of guns, that sort of thing, what's going on with children and mental illness. Let's talk about that right after this.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
We say, want to translate that, Dexter? Yep, it's 16 less 2. That's 14 after the hour on the Wednesday. The Doug Steffen, good day. Almost did it. I caught myself, though, Jay. Caught myself.
But then you called yourself out about it.
I know. All right, so anyway. Doug Steffen's good day. Jay Kirshner and I, the impassioned speech delivered by Matthew McConaughey. That's the correct way. I always used to call him McConaughey, but it's hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. It's not, that's not a he, she, we, they thing, though. It's a he. Well, he would be a him, too, right? Oh, that's silly,
yes,
pronouns.
He,
stuff. Anyway,
he is binary.
Yes, he is. Okay, anyway. So gun safety was the focus at the White House. He had a meeting with a number of people there, and because he is who he got a lot of attention. Academy Award winner, all those movies, thinks he's going to run for governor someday of Texas, or it looks like that. But he was there focusing his remarks on Uvalde, and we all know what happened there. The press secretary at the White House invited Mr. McConaughey to hold to the briefing room stage to have this conversation. This lady is the, what's her name, Karine Jean-Pierre. She's the
Jean-Pierre, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Uvalde is McConaughey's hometown, too. So
oh, I didn't know that. Ah,
yeah,
I did not.
Yeah, that's
know
why
that.
He's
okay.
Been so involved with this and going there.
Did he go to this
talking
school as a kid?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that one. I don't know how many elementary schools are there. I would assume
I wouldn't
so
bet there's too many.
That's his hometown. But
yeah, right.
I came from a hometown that had 4 or 5 elementary schools, so I don't know how it works there. But
we have 6,
that's why he's
7.
so impassioned about this, because he is a father. That's his hometown. But he's also a gun owner. So he had, I thought he had some really great remarks on the whole
like
situation that was very nonpartisan. He was saying that there's not a Democratic or Republican value in one single act of these shooters, but people in power have failed to act. And
that's very true.
He said that this shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Uh-uh.
He discussed that how can the loss of these lives matter, and that's why he went around and spoke to the victims' families. He spoke to other people in the town. He spoke to police officers. He spoke to Border Patrol. He spoke to everybody, and one of the things that all of the families had in common was that they don't want their children or their family members with the teachers to have died in vain. And he also touched on that we as a society should want to secure our schools, make them safe. We want gun laws that won't make it easy for the bad guys to get the guns, but they're not trying to take away the Second Amendment, but to get to a point where people with ill intentions aren't using the Second Amendment to their advantage.
So how do we achieve, did he put forth any ideas as to how to achieve that? How do we get there? How do we do this?
He called for stricter gun restrictions, the red flag laws. He called on people not to necessarily take guns away, but to up the minimum age purchase
yeah,
of semi-automatic
rifles
to 21.
That's been done in a couple of places. Already,
in a couple of places. Yeah, he's calling for it to be everywhere, to have a waiting period for those rifles, to invest more money in mental health care, to do better, have mandated background checks for gun ownership.
So I have a question that relates to states' rights. With all the discussions this past couple of months since the leak at the Supreme Court about Roe v. Wade, and many of the people who support curbing what's allowed by Roe v. Wade, and then curbing depending on what state you're in. In other words, making this a states' rights issue. But the same people who want that don't want the state, individual states, to regulate gun sales, gun usage, gun freedoms. So is that sort of hypocritical when you boil right down? You
absolutely.
Have state
everybody
rights
has their
or you
own
don't
agenda.
Have state rights. Yeah. So the
and
feds
it, yeah,
either, yeah.
It depends on what the topic is and how it pertains to that individual person. And that's where people's opinions are coming from. Because look at how many people are saying, no, they don't want abortion to even be allowed for anybody. Well, you're not going to take away abortion. You're just going to take away safe abortion. But then there's the conversation of, well, what about medical leave or the maternity and paternity leave? Well, you're forcing people to have these children. What's happening once the children are around and
yeah, born. Mm-hmm.
Yeah it's a lot. It's
conundrum.
A lot.
Speaking of children, the mental illnesses that are part of all of this discussion, anxiety, depression, that sort of thing, when you look at the numbers, they are growing at a huge pace with teenagers. There are a lot of pressures, obviously, to achieve. There are societal changes that have played a lot on youngsters. And certainly there is the whole idea of social media, the devices themselves. And so there was a study at Trinity College in Dublin investigating the relationship between online engagement and mental well-being. They used data from 6,000 Irish teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18. The participants were asked to report on how much time they spend engaged in things online, messaging, videos, pictures, work, movies, all that sort of thing. The documentation is pretty specific here. The professor who did the paper said there's a simple narrative out there that more is worse, and he's not so sure that that's true. Their work strongly supports the Goldilocks theory of teen internet usage. The Goldilocks interest, too much, which is better, too much or too little? And that's that. I'll give you a little more background on that next half hour because it's interesting findings. 21.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Now 23 after the hour, social media time. Things, well, everything's about social media, isn't it? Can't seem to get away from it. Some of the trending items that people are talking about, the results of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, sort of the aftermath, if you will. There are some interesting things back and forth between the two of them. So if you like gossip, stick around. We'll pick a few things away from your ear in just a moment.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so just when you thought it was safe, you've heard enough about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Not so fast, AJ?
Yeah, that's what you thought.
Uh-uh.
So the latest is Johnny Depp joined TikTok. He created a TikTok account following his victory in his defamation trial against his ex-wife Amber
Heard. Did he do that on his own or did he have somebody do it for him?
That's a good question. I'll slide into his DMs and ask.
Account. I don't know how to do it.
Yourself.
So. Ask you to do it. Yeah, anyway, so go ahead. What came out of that?
So Yeah, in his bio, he calls himself an occasional thespian. He already has a verified account, millions of followers. Well, in his first post, he thanked his quote-unquote treasured, loyal, and unwavering fans for their support. Says that they've been everywhere together, seen everything together, walked the same road together, did the right thing together, all because the fans cared. And now it's time to move forward together. All of that good stuff, right? Well, Amber Heard is responding to Johnny Depp's TikTok about moving forward and says, as Johnny Depp says he's moving forward, air quotes, women's rights are moving backward. This was through a spokesperson for Heard who told People publication and also added that the verdict's message to victim of domestic violence is be afraid to stand up and speak out.
So what would you say as an active woman, and you and your friends, is she right with that? Is it a step backward for women's rights?
Well, in their situation, the jury said what they said, but
both people are at fault.
Yeah,
the jury
said. Both people are at fault. So in generalized terms, if anybody, man or woman, if you are being victimized by any kind of violence, especially a domestic situation, definitely speak out, definitely stand up, find help, get out of whatever situation, find resources. Even if there's nobody in your specific circle, like your immediate circle, like family or friends to help you, there are always resources. Fight for your way to get out of that situation.
Yeah. Well, speaking of social media, there are all kinds of things you can look up. There are all kinds of sites. There are all kinds of people you can connect with. So that may be part of the lesson here. Got it. 28 after. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Finding charging stations plays an important part in the mindset of drivers considering to switch to electric vehicles. In fact, some of the most important aspects related to public charging stations are availability, accessibility, and convenience. Electrify America is collaborating with businesses like Westfield Shopping Centers to place ultra-fast electric charging stations at multiple locations where people shop, dine, bank, and more. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Happy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high. In part because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
Many oil barons in America have said numerous times, open America's oil spigots like President Trump did, and the cost of oil per barrel will drop in half. A Taiwanese F-16 fighter jet being flown by a U.S. Air Force pilot was forced to make an emergency landing in Hawaii Monday afternoon. The aircraft appeared to have problems with its landing gear, and a netting barrier was used to slow and stop the plane. The pilot was sent to the hospital and has since been released. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A traditional shirt worn by Ukrainian President Zelensky on Vishivanka Day, an annual holiday in May to celebrate the country's folk history, sold for $100,000 at a United 24 charity event in Washington, D.C. The money is set to aid Ukraine in its ongoing war against Russia. As the January 6th Commission has hired a TV producer for their made-for-TV primetime telecast Thursday, some are calling this a propaganda stunt with the goal of keeping President Trump from running for office again. Peter Navarro, former trade advisor to President Trump, called the mostly partisan January 6th group on Newsmax a kangaroo committee, as his arrest says everything you need to know about their propaganda machine.
He's the FBI agent that the week before had woken me up early in the morning, banging on my door with a subpoena. I said, Walter, I live right across the street. And I do, right across the street from the FBI. Hey, you need me? Just call me. Or come on over and whatever you need, it's peaceful, right? So on Thursday night, instead of Patricia Loy calling my attorney, instead of Giordano calling me on the phone to voluntarily surrender, they cook up the worst kind of shock and awe political theater, whereby they let me get up, have breakfast, like go to the airport, right? And then take me down, literally take me down with five FBI agents, all 145 pounds of me, right?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And change after the hour on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's June 8th, hi. So we're into the second week. Although I think it's interesting, Jay Kirshner, the way we look at weeks, we like to have as a control sort of thing. A week is Monday to Sunday, or some people say it's Sunday to Saturday, but this is a week, last Wednesday to today, right?
Yeah.
So that come up with anything mind blowing here, but so, at least. All right, back to what Matthew McConaughey said about gun safety, or at least that sort of tweaked my interest in this study at Trinity College in Dublin. I was talking about this investigation, the relationship between online engagement and a youngster's mental well-being, because of the three or four things that's being discussed about all this activity, if you want to call it that, all this shooting, all this anger, all this misplaced, this misfocus, if you will, on reality, which is not really reality at all. And I think that I would draw a conclusion before looking at this study that social media, for many people and for many purposes, is not reality at all. My reality doesn't exist around what's on the device. I talk about that. I said this last week, I think, when we had a little picnic on the farm, and there were some youngsters that were at the picnic, friends and relatives of one of the kids that works on the farm, and every single one of them had one of these damn devices. They weren't talking to each other. They were on sites that had to do with things that were in their lives. And then they might talk a little bit about that. But when I see that, I guess that I question the emotional, behavioral, peer issue stuff. I mean, I'm actually thinking about that as I'm watching these. I don't do it in my world. Some people, as far as adults are concerned, well, when I went to the airport last night to leave Dallas to come back to Boston, I'm looking at the people and what they're doing. And I was up in the lounge and I was having something to eat, and I actually was checking on a few things, and I'm looking around the room. There's probably 140, 150 people in this room having something to eat, waiting to get on their plane. Mm-hmm. And every single person, with I think four exceptions, were on. They were by themselves, because mostly business women and men traveling, during the week, that's what happens, especially in one of the airline lounges. They're all business people. They're every one of them on a device, with the exception of a husband and wife, well, two husbands and wives who obviously were traveling to go on a trip someplace. They weren't going, they weren't on business, they were talking to each other about where they were going. So think about that and the impact on adults. Mm-hmm. That isn't even part of this study. This is the professor who worked on looking at the results of the study of digital media. That's what he calls it. The high levels of digital media contribute to negative mental health outcomes. I don't think there's any question. I don't know if we had to have a study on that. On the other hand, though, the study also found that low online engagement was associated with an increased risk of poor mental well-being. That is counter to what I've said and thought. I figure the less of this stuff, the better. But that's not what the study suggests. It says teenagers who were not as involved in the connected world that we live in today compared to their peers face some increased pressure. So isn't that interesting? It's sort of a double-edged sword.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that definitely either which way can contribute, because you have the whole debate and conversation of nature versus nurture. Some people, it's just part of their genetic makeup. They're predisposed to deal with mental health struggles. You have children who are still trying to figure out who they are, and with social media and society telling them who they should be, putting their self-worth into how many likes or comments they have. But on the alternative, even if without social media, you have kids who have really strict parents who are pushing them that in a way where their grade, they matter based on their grades. Who they are is how well they do in school, or how well they do in a sport, or what other extracurricular activity they're a part of. And or what kind of college they get into, how close to becoming the valedictorian were they? It all adds up, and then you add adults to the mix, and phone and screen addiction is real, whether people are scrolling. But then you also have the instant gratification of needing to know something right now. Well, I'll go look it up on Google or Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And
you do that all the time.
Well, during my job, But it's one of those things. And there are times when I am guilty of it, when I'm trying to remember the name of an actor or a certain film.
It's not guilt.
Or,
I do, too.
Yeah, I will totally pull up my IMDb app and start looking up that information real quick. But I won't do it when I'm at dinner with a friend. And I do have some friends
who
can't help but keep scrolling through their phone. It's become a pure habit.
What the heck is there? That's right. It's very habitual. I think that's the answer in part here. To finish this off, I think I mentioned the professor called it the Goldilocks syndrome. That is, how much is too much and how little is too little. And that is something, according to him, that requires further research. So there's nothing really cleared up here, because I was looking for some kind of recommendation out of the study for teenagers, and there isn't really one. The media engagement part, is something that does affect well-being. That is, how much news are you watching, and what is the news? It's different when you're a teenager. News is different than if you are 50 or 60 years old, right? What you're interested in, what you find out more about, you know, a lot of the kids are interested in the pop singers and where there are, what's the new music
website.
And yeah, right, exactly. One
other
thing,
back in the day with the hard copy, actual hold it in your hand newspapers, which
yes.
section were you going to? Which page?
No, the sports page, was it entertainment? That's right. That's.
I was a big comics fan.
Were you?
Give me the Sunday comics. That was my news.
What the most popular thing is when people read a hard, and it's true online now, the first thing that people look at, other than the headlines, what page is it? You know?
Horoscopes?
No. That's number two. Obituaries are one. Horoscopes are two. Which I always find. People look at the obituaries first. I find myself looking at that. I want to know who's my age that's gonzo under the circumstances. I got to tell you this story. First, let me just finish off this conversation. By the suggestion, going back to McConaughey and what he said and what the problems are and what we're all looking at, there is a mix of welfare in all of this. And I'm not sure how much role it plays in the overall thing, but a lot of you're not finding youngsters, maybe there's a reason for it, maybe it's obvious, maybe it isn't, as to where these kids are coming from. Single parent homes, or parents not engaged at all, or, and oftentimes with single-parent homes, there is this whole issue of welfare, the being a ward of the state, almost, and what that's doing to the mental health of people coming up. I throw that in because it is something that some people think is a contributor, whether you think it is or not. You can be commenting. How are we doing on comments regarding this sort of thing? Because I know you have a question or two at our various social media, so it's... What do we have? We posted there at the moment.
Yeah, we have discussing gas prices, discussing a story we definitely need to talk about a graduation speaker who, during his speech, was pushing biblical marriage.
Really?
If you will. Oh. It must be a man between a man and a woman and a man.
That was at an Ohio high school. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think we should talk about that right after this here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Ooh. All right, 46 half the hour now, 14-4 the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I now focused on this speech in Ohio at a high school. This is a commencement speech. So you want to tell us, I mean, when you go through the comments, I guess you understand the public outrage, but is everybody outraged or how do we do public outrage? That's always an interesting thing to define. First of all, what did this kid say?
Yes, yeah, so this was the commencement speaker, a gentleman who was actually an alumnus from the school, River Valley High School, and he was talking about encouraging people to choose a spouse. His direct quote was, "Choose a spouse, I suggest. I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles, you know, a male with a female with a male." And the sad thing was that
this guy's name is Jim McGuire. What did he? What do we know about him? Anything other than he graduated from the school?
He did enough that Ohio's Marion County was like, "You're going to be a good speaker," and it didn't even check over his speech beforehand. And the sad thing is that the focus was taken away from the graduating class and the students who did such an accomplishment because of what he, not just what he was saying, but the platform of which he chose to say. And a lot, there was a lot of really good conversation on our socials. And you can be part of it. Facebook, Instagram, it's Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And Colleen Maxey said, "He just spread more hate. This country has turned into so much hate, and I hate it." Dan Myers chimed in, "It seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms."
I'm with him on that. Where's the line? What's appropriate in some circumstances is not appropriate in others. And everybody, there's a certain amount of social savoir-faire that people ought to have so that they know what's good and what isn't good. And I don't mean because of social pressure. It just, this doesn't speak. This doesn't give anybody anything to be all worked up, excited about. This is a high school graduation. Go out and accomplish something.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with that.
And people are so shocked about it. Stacey Ray says that this was absolutely not the time and the place. Becky Blasshouse said he's allowed to have his own opinion whether people like it or not, and whomever asked him to speak must have known his stance on such issues. Most Americans will agree with him, and even if they're afraid to voice it. Now, Greg Donahoe, I think it's probably half and half. I think we're at that point of society where there are a lot of people who might disagree with it, but they feel the sense of, well, people disagree with it, but then the people who do agree with what he had to say are either vocal about it and feel that everybody should live that same way, and then other people may agree with him, but in the terms of, that's how I'm going to live my life, but I'm not going to tell other people how to live their lives. Greg Donahoe had kind of a lengthy comment, but it's really worth stating all of it. He said, "It's hard to say in this case. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful."
Okay. Well, that's fair enough, too. Yep. But I think it's Nunya. You know, Nunya? Nunya business. Nunya. 10 before the hour.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Three after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for farm, family, and food information. Do you know one of the reasons, Jay, that the price of food is going up as much as it is? We have transportation costs, we have labor costs, all that stuff. A lot of people don't know that the price of fertilizer has gone sky high because a lot of the stuff that is used in fertilizer comes from Ukraine, comes from that area, the Eastern European area. Well, there are places elsewhere around the world you can get it. And then there's also the fact that there have been shortages of so many things that fertilizer comes into that large, broad spectrum of things. Fertilizer prices this year have been higher than they've ever been before. Now, if using commercial fertilizers, that affects the cost of food. What's going on family farms is more likely to be that they're using something other than commercial fertilizer. But when you look at, you kind of can get the picture of what's going on in the big commercial farms. Prices for urea, which is what is nitrogen, what makes the soil green, what makes the grass grow, what makes a lot of the produce grow faster, has gone to almost $1,000 a ton. I can remember back to when I used commercial fertilizers, and that's probably, I've used them for 24, 25 years. I remember paying $70 a ton, $80 a ton. So think about it. In that time, the price of fertilizer had gone up 10 times. But the last year, the prices, I can remember looking at stuff in some of the farm quotes, it was $200 a ton, you know, $180 a ton, something like that, depending on the mix, because there are different mixes of commercial fertilizers. So now, as the price is starting to come down, actually, the prices last week were about $470 a ton. So that's half of what it was late last year and early this year. So going back to That's not normal. That's twice what it was before the pandemic, but at least it's not $900 a ton. To put it into perspective, the prices are still high, and the prices are going to affect what you pay at the grocery store for things that are not necessarily locally grown. A lot of corn products, that sort of thing, those prices will be very, very high. But you'll also be paying more for the average. What do you buy in the store? What do you buy for groceries? Do you buy a lot of lettuce? Do you buy beets? Do you buy carrots? Do you buy whatever you buy? All that stuff, and the commercially grown stuff is going to be, and I'm not just here to say that family farms aren't commercial, but a lot of them are using, a lot of farmers are using things that are not dependent on the chemicals. China is going to announce whether or not it will export fertilizer products. A lot of the stuff comes from there, and the Russians have a lot of fertilizer, a lot of the stuff that's used all around the world. There are things that they have that we put into our commercial fertilizer that's not available anywhere else. So that's affecting the prices as well. So just kind of a heads up in terms of what to expect. Not anything, I don't want to say there's good news there, because I don't think using commercial fertilizers is good to begin with, but it is a practical approach to growing bigger and better. In a moment, what
taco? Is the cost of gas doing it too? Sorry.
Yeah, well, the cost of fuel and transportation, yeah, that's added probably 10-15% to the cost to the bottom line. Yep, same thing. It's the same thing as affected everything. All right, in a moment, Taco Bell and a drive-through restaurant idea.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so, Jay, do you go to Taco Bell?
I do. I'm a big fan.
Are you really?
Really thrilled about the Mexican pizza being back.
All right. Well, they also have a new drive-through location, sort of a focus. This is the first one is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. It's two stories tall. So how do you get to the window on the second floor? What is that?
Yeah, it's really cool. They have like four drive-through lanes. Three are dedicated to pickup orders, and then one is you can actually talk to somebody if you want the old school way, and it has this vertical lift kind of situation that will give you your food. It's very
Jetson-esque. Like a dumb waiter? Kind of like sounds like a dumb waiter thing, in a manner of speaking. You know, maybe you don't know what that is. Okay. To be continued. 59 past the hour.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.